We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, good morning, all. Let me take off my mask.
Hi, how are you? There he is. We're doing great. Andrew is actually about to board a flight heading out to California, but we wanted to talk to him a little bit about what's happening with concerts on the square, because you guys have had to adjust yet again because of coronavirus. So what's the game plan?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, initially back in March, we postponed them just to kind of get our feet underneath us. And now as the summer's wearing on and we're getting a better picture of it, we've decided to postpone four of the six concerts to next year, and keeping the last two as options for doing a drive-in format and perhaps limiting the number of people that can actually attend a concert while we're under the health guidelines of the Dane directive, which is limiting to 250 if we're at level three by the end of August. So we're looking at still doing a live concert on the square at Bree Stevens, and then doing it somewhat simulcast or recording it on video so that people can see it at home streamed, or even at a drive-in venue like the Mallard's Duck Pond, or even at the Alliant Energy Center. We're looking into those options.
And as far as those who will be able to get into Bree Stevens Field, it's not just going to be line up. You're probably going to work with people who have tables and stuff at the normal concerts on the square?
That's right. It will be for a limited number of people, 250, and probably to more like an invited guest list, at least just for now. But we are recording it live so that the greater population can see it safely.
Now, what I think is going to be an interesting challenge is the musicians usually sit close together, but you're going to spread everybody out there too, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, if you go online, there are provisions that to be safely distanced, an orchestra of our size needs 10,000 square feet. So, you know, we actually went out and measured it at the soccer field, and we'll be having individual stands and things like that. It will be challenging, and we're actually going to rehearse indoors at the Alliant Energy Center, hopefully, or something as large as that, so that we can rehearse safely, because, I mean, just even rehearsing is a challenge.
I'm sure. We're talking to Andrew Sewell this morning about the changes for concerts on the square. Now, violin players aren't using their mouths much, but the wind instruments, they're kind of spitting out all over the place, right? No offense to them.
That's correct. No, they do. In fact, there's been a study by the Vienna Philharmonic, you know, and they actually did a study, and they found that flutists are the ones that spread the most. But other than that, the trumpets and the oboes keep it pretty contained. So no bias against flutists, but, you know, there we are.
We can make fun of them a little bit.
Maybe in your language, Jonathan, it's flautist or flutist or flautist. There's three ways you can say it.
Quit flouting your intelligence over us. Stop it.
Okay, so if people need more details, they can go to WCO Concerts, or what's the website now? I forgot.
Yes, that's exactly, wcoconcerts.org. In fact, we just launched a new website about 2 weeks ago, so there's lots to see. We've launched a Friends of the WCO that you can subscribe to for $30. You can get more information and extra credit, Jonathan.
Okay.
No, I'm just teasing. Go to the front of the class. It's a good way to keep in touch with what's going on. And we're really still trying to present music to the public and do it in a safe and you know,
responsible way. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, exactly. did you...
Responsible is in your toolbox. I know that.
I believe it is. I believe it is. Now, a couple of the Bree Stevens drive-in shows are going to be actual, like, films of past performances, right?
Yes, rebroadcasts. So from on June the 24th, which is a Wednesday, I'm competing with the speaker here. On June the 24th, we're going out to the Duck Pond and rebroadcasting the concerts on the square from 2015 and two performances. So you'll get to get the experience. And also on July the 22nd, we're doing a rebroadcast of Film Night from 2019. So those are the two initial concerts we're doing in the early part of the summer, and then later in the summer we hope to be a live stream as well.
And you know, in that first rebroadcast, if you look closely, you see Andrew forgot to zip his fly. That's why they picked that one, because we thought that was a good one.
No, that's back in the day when I had hair, Jonathan.
Oh. All right, well, so you're off to California, but you're coming back, right?
Oh, yes. I'm hopping out there. This is my first flight, actually, so it's interesting. I'm sitting here at Mitchell Airport, and it's very quiet. The Starbucks is not yet open, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think you're in big trouble. All right, well, have a safe flight, and thanks for all the info, Andrew, and hopefully, you know, sometime we'll get to ask Kitty what time it starts again. But
you beat me to it. I was going to ask her what time it's going to start. That's a test for next time. She can go.
All right, I'll study. I'll go to wcoconcerts.org and get all the info.
Thank you so much. That's great.
All right, Andrew.
And while you're there, donate as well. That's a good idea.
Okay. Yes, they need it. Thank you, sir. Have a good flight.
Thank you.
Bye bye. I'm Andrew Sewell. So that's the game plan for WCO.
You know, they're trying to do something. Everybody, I think it's so cool how so many organizations, you know, they can't have the event the way they wanted to. So they're being very innovative and creative.
Right.
And I think maybe making our brains work a little harder and in different ways is one of the benefits of this pandemic.
Right. Than just saying cancel it.
Right.
You know, 620 at 105.5 Triple M.
At Unity Point Health Meritor, the health and safety of their patients, communities, and team members.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.